Mantra. Find a sacred word or phrase to use as the touchstone of meditation. You can draw it from your own language, like peace, or may I walk in wonder. Or you can borrow a sacred word or mantra from one of the world's great holy languages, such as Shalom in Hebrew or Om Mani Padme Hum in Sanskrit. I like to use a string of prayer beads for this practice, such as a mala, 108 beads used in the Hindu and Buddhist traditions, a tasbi, 99 beads, the Islamic tradition, or a rosary, 59 beads, the Catholic tradition. Any beads of relatively even shape, large enough to feel between your fingers, will do. It doesn't need to have religious significance. You are an ordinary mystic. You know how to find the sacred in everything. Hold the beads between the thumb and index finger of one hand. Sit comfortably, with your spine straight, and allow your eyes to close, or simply lower your gaze. Begin to move the beads from one finger to the next, silently uttering your mantra with the touch of each bead. When you arrive back at the starting place, turn the string of beads in your hand and begin again, moving the other way. Take your time. There is no rush. See if you can heighten your awareness of your breath as you repeat your mantra. One of my favorites is Sita Ram, a Sanskrit mantra that invokes the balance of masculine and feminine energies. Another option is to simply sit in the silence for a minimum of 10 minutes and remember your sacred word or phrase from time to time, using it as an anchor when your thoughts drift away. Try, be still, or may all beings be well. This method is known as centering prayer in the Christian contemplative tradition. Rather than continuously repeating a divine name or special prayer, you engage the sacred word or phrase as a lure you toss into the waters of your consciousness from time to time to lead you back home to your heart. What's interesting is that the more you practice the repetition of a mantra or centering prayer, the more these sacred words weave themselves into your consciousness. You may find yourself silently chanting Om Namah Shivaya on the subway as you make your way home from work, or waking up in the morning with Mary full of grace running through your body like a warm current of mercy.